Since October, workers have been removing a mixture of dirt and coal ash from a tall mound near the decommissioned Dan River coal plant. Excavators scoop it up into trucks that haul it to the side of a new 2-mile rail spur that Duke has built to the plant. There, it's loaded into specially lined and covered rail cars. It took nearly 2 years to get to this point. Duke spokesman Jeff Brooks.
This is priority one for Duke Energy right now. This is the most important thing that many of us have worked on for several years now.
Coal ash is the residue left after coal is burned to generate electricity. It's been accumulating at Dan River ever since the plant opened in the 1940s. 3 million tons of the stuff stored at the retired plant will be hauled by rail to a landfill in central Virginia. It's a concern because it contains heavy metals such as arsenic and selenium, which can be toxic in high concentrations. Brooks says Duke always planned to dispose of the ash after it decommissioned the plant in 2012, but that work became urgent on February 2, 2014. That's when a stormwater pipe began leaking water and ash from a storage pond into the Dan River. Over the following weeks, 23 million tons of water and 39,000 tons of coal ash flowed into the waterway. After investigations and legislative hearings, state lawmakers passed the Coal Ash Management Act in 2014. It requires Duke to clean up coal ash stored at all 14 of its plants across the state. Four sites were ranked high priority: Dan River, as well as River Bend in Mount Holly, the Sutton plant near Wilmington, and a plant near Asheville. These sites must be cleaned up by 2019.
It's not as simple as just going out and digging up coal ash. There's a lot of work that has to be done in order to perform this work safely and efficiently, but we've made a lot of progress, and we will make the August 2019 deadline here for this Dan River site.
That's assuming state and federal environmental regulators make progress on issuing the final permits. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Eden, North Carolina.